This message is for everyone, for every tribe, every tongue, and every race. The end of all things is near. Jesus is coming soon. The end time signs are everywhere to show that he is coming. He says, "Behold, I'm coming soon. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and go through the gates into the city." Revelation 22:12-14. This is the time to choose where to spend your eternity. He says, "See, today I set before you life and prosperity, death and destruction. Now choose life." Deuteronomy 30:15-19. "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." John 3:3. So it doesn't matter who you are, you must be born again. Whether you are the Pope, whether you are the president, the king, a pastor, or a singer like me, you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter how great, how grave, or how nasty, or how many your sins may be. If you come to Christ, the only word, the truth, and the life, he will forgive you, and none of your sins will be remembered. So, come to him. Come to him. He loves you very much. He says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." Jeremiah 31:3. Come to Jesus. Whether you are the Pope, come to Jesus. Whether you are the president, there is room at the cross for you. Room big enough to accommodate you. It doesn't matter what you have done, he loves you. It doesn't matter who hurts you, he loves you. It doesn't matter what people say about you, he loves you. And his love for you is unchangeable. Nothing you have done can change it. Nothing you have done can make him change his mind about you. So, come. Come the way you are. Don't be afraid. Just come. He will forgive you. There is no sin he can't forgive, for he died for them all. He says, "Come. Let us reason together. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be as Isaiah 1:18. Therefore, come to the Lord. Repent and turn away from your sinful ways. You shall be saved." Oh no, don't say, "I'll repent tomorrow." For tomorrow may be too late for you. Tomorrow may never be yours. Come to Christ today. Give him your life today. Accept him as your Lord and Savior today. He is ready to forgive you. Please, don't harden your heart. Please, I beg you, don't harden your heart. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him up from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. Therefore, if you want to come to Jesus, you want to take this bold step, you want to receive him in your spirit, just pray this prayer with me. Mean it from your heart. Simply say, "Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for me, to make me one with you. I thank you, my Jesus, for showing me how much you love me by dying on the cross for me. Now I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. With my mouth, I confess that you are Lord, my Lord. And with all my heart, I believe that God raised you from the dead. Therefore, I'm saved. Today I'm born again. Thank God, today I'm born again. Thank you for receiving me with open arms." Congratulations, my friend. Now that you are born again, find yourself a church that believes in the Bible and preaches Jesus as Lord. Now, Father, I thank you for these that have heard and accepted your word and have given their lives to you. My prayer is that you protect and keep them safe until Jesus comes again. In the name of Jesus, amen.
hear me.